What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Cookie and Jasmine and Jester are here for your entertainment pleasure.
Hello.
Woot woot, may the fourth be with you.
Happy Star Wars Day. Yes, happy Star Wars Day to one and all.
And it's Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, too.
Right, and you know what's funny about that is Mexicans don't in Mexico don't celebrate that
at all. I mean, so I've heard. I wouldn't know.
I know, you texted my boyfriend and I was like, it's Cinco de Mayo on Saturday. My inner Mexican is like wanting to go eat tacos. Thought I was weird.
It's never a bad day for tacos.
I know, it's
but
you should eat some taco, like, every day.
Disgusting.
I know there's a ton of women out there that would agree with you.
Taco
diet. Sorry, mine is a fortune cookie, not a taco. A fortune cookie.
Sometimes they're empty. I've seen Sex in the City.
So we've got a good lineup tonight, and so we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. Cookie, what do we got with social media lost its shit today?
Everybody has to be aware at this point of what Kanye West said in regards to slavery, and we're just going to... That's going to be our jumping off point. So, I mean...
That is a choice.
So I've heard. I've chosen to make that the jumping off point.
So Cookie and I sat and did our research, and we watched damn near every video that we could find on it. We read all the articles. We read a bunch of tweets. And man, this guy is... I don't know. I think... Something's not quite right. You know what I mean?
Something hasn't been quite right with him for a while.
I think it was like since his mother passed away, supposedly.
A choice. She chose to get that surgery. She was warned not to. Speaking of choices.
After she heard the first grandchild's name, she's like, yeah, put me down for two.
I'll take two of those. She's been gone for like how many years now? Over 10.
Ugh. I don't know. Everyone's like mad at Kim and was like, y'all are raising like 3 black children. And I'm over here like, oh, God. Somebody. This is just so wrong on so many levels.
Somebody's raising them. I don't know if it's her, but right? The nanny maybe.
And she's white, so.
Yeah, would she be considered white? She's Armenian.
I'm joking. I don't know what she is.
Yeah, they're...
Oh, I'm talking about the nanny, not Kim.
Oh, shit. Oh, for a second, I thought you were talking about the surrogate, but I thought she was black, so I don't know. Too many colorful factors in this story.
So the whole interview was actually like 30 minutes long, right? And everybody keeps playing the same clip of what he said, and then the other guy in the room that was telling him how he was disappointed and appalled and this and that. And it wasn't just that he said that just seemed kind of like, I don't know. There's something wrong with this guy. Like,
I'm not taking his side at all because I think what he said is ridiculous. But it sounds like a conversation you have with your friends, like when you're drunk and you're not a public figure.
Or you have your own podcast.
Yeah, you know, like you don't just say something like that. And he kept equating himself to like Tupac and John Lennon. Because I guess in the TMZ studios, they have a picture of John Lennon and Tupac. And he said if he has to be the next one for what he believes in, then so be it. Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, seriously? Like,
oh my God, I can't.
He thinks very highly of himself.
Oh, yeah. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen out-of-control egos before, but yeah. Damn, man.
Ugh.
It's like you need
his undeserved sense of entitlement.
He needs an extra arm so he could pat himself on the back 24/7. Look at the good job I just did.
I'm amazing. Love conquers all. Calm down, Wonder Woman.
I know. It seems like at the end of that, when he went on that whole love trip, I was like, calm down, Yoko.
Seriously.
Like he watched one too many like videos with John Lennon and Yoko and their love-ins. And I don't know.
I'm just not a fan to begin with. I haven't ever been a Kanye West fan. Nothing against him. I'm just, his music is not appealing to me. His specifically. But, yeah.
No, and I know who he is. I mean, obviously. I mean, I've heard his music, but I can't say that I'm a fan of it.
I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift's either, but I just thought it was so disrespectful. Now it's going on almost 10 years or how many years since he went up on the VMA stage and literally like told her, like, you don't deserve this. Someone deserves it more. And
Beyonce.
Whether it be true or not, like, who are you to take away this person's moment of triumph and say, like, oh, well, good for you, but you don't deserve this. It's like, that's fucked up.
And a bunch of people were saying that it was staged and that it was all planned out and Taylor Swift knew that.
Yeah. It was part of her Illuminati initiation. Rumor has it.
And then he went in.
Public humiliation.
He got Snoop Dogg chiming in.
Oh, Snoop Dogg's was awesome.
Right? Just the
we watched that video on loop how many times?
Yeah, at least two or three. That was just the way he started. I don't think I'm gonna do slavery today. I think I'm gonna do a half day today.
He's all, wait, we don't have to go in today?
Yeah, that was
not a choice.
No kidding, dude.
And
now I don't know if he's like pulling in Andy Kaufman and just doing like ridiculous ass shit to, you know, keep his career from fizzling out and to stay in the spotlight, or
if maybe he's been a comedian this whole time. His career is pretty funny. The joke's on us. I feel ridiculous.
I think it just sums up where we're at in society, at least in this country right now. Like, I think I think that right there.
Oh, huge vat of shit.
That's why you go places and everybody else finds us obnoxious.
Like that one scene in Schindler's List where the kids are hiding out in the like toilet room, like that little, and they're like, get out of here, find your own shitter to hide in. In the midst of the Holocaust, it's like, where's your compassion?
They did that in South Park, too, the death cap of tolerance.
Let's not pay him any more mind. He's already getting enough attention.
Well, speaking of getting attention, I came across this article, and it has paying attention in mind. This is paying attention to boobs, and the article from the New York Post is titled "Staring at Boobs is Just One of Six Easy Ways Men Can Live Longer." So it goes on. That's the first thing. So it's a staring at boobs, and
does it have to be women's boobs? Because I'm not in the best shape. So if I just look at mine, am I good to go? Because I'm going to live forever if that's the case.
I was right, going to say, not that I'm bitter, but like,
you're Asian
and everything, but like, Japan has like the mortality rate of like fucking dinosaur ages, and Asian people don't have big ass boobs.
It doesn't mean they're not looking, though.
Yeah, it doesn't say size. It just says that they're there. Like, they're just looking. Oh. Yeah.
Right. So it doesn't matter if they're, like, and bites. All right. Yeah. So I'm in the clear.
Like a coffee table with two pennies on it.
as long as I walk around, like, topless and make sure my man looks at him, he'll live longer.
That's right.
Basically.
Right.
That's just one of the ways. And it says that it elicits a a peaceful and pleasant mindset in men, the same kind of mindset that women get when they're looking at small animals. Oh.
I love small animals.
Oh, I thought small animals was like innuendo.
Oh. No, I love small animals, though. Like little puppies.
I like big animals.
Like little cute rodents, fuzzy creatures. I love them. They're so cute.
That's the way men feel about boobs.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So that was number one. So number two is have lots of sex.
Okay. All right. Cool. Have lots of sex. All right. Check.
With a partner or by yourself? Ding,
ding. I think, I don't know. I mean, I know, like, I masturbate
once. So I would imagine that's probably related to it.
It's like masturbating once a day for health benefits, but then the other four times are like kind of just for you.
Right, right. Yes. Let it be noted that I masturbate five times a day. I've only
so
had
what if
three.
You see the person, but like once a week, but you make up for it.
That counts, I'm sure.
Okay, good.
Like when a pregnant lady can have one glass of wine a day, but she just drinks a whole bottle like in a week, like just on a Saturday.
Pumps and dumps.
Yeah. These are my six glasses for the week. The baby's fine.
A study in BMJ found that sex could decrease a man's mortality rate by as much as 50%. So if you want to go that extra mile and stay on this planet longer.
Well, I feel sorry for my ex-husband then. He's going to die in like 5 years.
Which brings us to the next point, our thing that can help us live longer. It's number three is get married. And now that one.
It's subjective.
Yeah, I don't know.
What? Really?
Yeah. It.
Now, how many times do you have to get married?
It adds 5 years each time.
Oh, see, there you go. That's a good way to look at it. Positive spin.
There
see, that's
go.
What we're all about. Okay. Positivity and love.
Thanks, Kanye. Love
so
does
like
conquer
every, like,
all.
10 years, let's get divorced and remarried so you add, like, 5 more years to life insurance. Awesome.
And that's really weird. I don't know how it can add years to you when planning for a wedding is, like, taking them right off. I think it comes out as a wash.
Stop planning for a wedding. The fucking entire marriage in its entirety feels like it's going to fucking, like, eat up your life. So
forever?
I don't even know how that's on the
forever,
list.
Ever? Forever?
Like the sound that forever. Okay, and
forever.
Number four, I totally disagree with. It says
okay,
having kids.
Lies. Lies.
Check, but I only have one, so.
Kids singular. Child.
Yeah.
It says
no,
having
know.
Kids will help you live, will help men live longer. obviously, the person that wrote this article did not have children.
Right?
Wow.
How is stepping on a fucking Lego drunk at 3 in the morning supposed to help me live longer?
That might kill you.
No. Well, maybe because you're... No.
Maybe if they're your blood type or an organ match. That's how they can help you live longer. I've been here longer. I have more to live for. I know you're 22, but...
I think...
Maybe if you save their umbilical cord so you can, like, store it for stem cell research in the future.
That's illegal.
Not in China.
She's like, I'm not going to do it here. I'm going to go back home and do it.
Stupid. You're ignorant.
And it's funny, Cookie, going back to what you just said about I've got more to live for, and X once asked me if I was pregnant and it was a difficult delivery and only me or the baby were going to live, like, which one would you have stay living? And I'm like, well, you, we can make another one.
Right?
And then she got mad.
What the fuck? Why would she get mad?
She's like, what do you mean we can make another one? Like, she's a thing. I'm like, oh, easy.
I mean, that's like a trap. That question is a fucking trap.
I don't see. I totally agree with Jester. Like, yeah, I'm not going to have a marital life with this child. I have to start from scratch and be a single parent? Fuck that shit.
That sounds like the trap. That's like the woman's. That's like the woman saying, "All right, you got this. Peace out."
Nailed it.
Would that be a deadbeat mom?
Yeah, sir. Ugh, I've just had enough of this kid. You barely had it.
She's like, "I'm already done. Bye." Yeah.
Deuces.
Number five is be responsible.
Oh, God. Really? Who made this fucking list?
A nerd.
Be responsible. Okay.
So, how about be aggressive? Be aggressive.
How about be fucking realistic? Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
That just shows how responsible we are as human beings, I guess. Okay.
Right. It was Medical Daily that put out this.
Oh,
thing.
They can't be trusted.
Right.
They cannot be trusted.
And
they know what they're talking about.
I don't know. I guess. I mean, writers make their own schedule, right? I mean, they're not.
Yeah. Going back to Sex and the City, she hardly ever worked. She hardly ever worked. She had nice shoes.
It's like it says you get a it helps you because you have a feeling and a sense of accomplishment. I'm like, I feel accomplished after I binge on a show on Netflix that's not setting the bar very high, you know, like
I feel accomplished if I go to an all you can eat buffet and they have to ask me to leave. Face.
I feel accomplished when I've had sex for 30 minutes and I had a squirting orgasm. There you go.
Squirt, squirt.
So, I don't know, being responsible, like, I guess.
I don't know if that even had anything to do with responsibility.
Certain aspects, maybe. Like, use protection.
Take your birth control at least once a day.
Jasmine.
Sorry. I double up. And don't forget.
It makes it work better. Put the safety on the gun.
Because then when they have lots of sex, then it works extra well, like wearing two condoms.
Two condoms with a Plan B chaser.
For those that are dead set against
and then
kids.
If you get pregnant, you have to have that baby because that baby was meant to be. Two condoms. Birth control and a Plan B?
Oh, my God.
That kid's Wolverine.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I don't know. Because responsibility, you think of job and bills and like a bunch of shit that doesn't sound fucking fun at all. Yeah. I'm going to have to disagree with number five.
I disagree.
Is there
number
six?
Number six. I'm not opposed to number six, but I mean.
Okay. Masturbation?
I think a fuck checker might be. It says get a dad bod.
What?
It says most men gain a bit of weight after they have kids, but that is not necessarily a bad thing. A book called How Men Age. Argues that tubby men are less likely to suffer a heart attack or prostate cancer and are more likely to invest their time in their children.
Yes.
I don't know if I agree with the heart attack thing, though. Like, there's tons of fat people that died because
That's
they
true.
Had a heart attack.
That's
because they were fat.
Bullshit. It says tubby, not morbidly obese.
I mean, what if you're just blessed with like a good metabolism and you just happen to have like a six pack all around and you've never had kids?
I'm not one of those, but it's a hypothetical though.
Well, if it ever happens to me, I'll fucking let you know. But so far, a six pack is either
Heineken
beer
or Bud Light.
So
I still jiggle when I watch.
I don't think having a dad bod has anything to do with like spending time with your kids. Like
it means, I don't know. It means you're too fat to be Jason's Skanks.
Yeah.
So I guess hanging out with the kids is the next best option.
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that though.
That was I don't think it's necessarily a horrible thing because, I mean, going to the gym, working out, it's all a lot of work. But, I guess your cookie's right. As long as you're not, like, morbidly obese, like, I guess right. You don't really have that much to worry
Pass
about.
Pass the chips. I'm starving. That's me downing chips. Pringles.
And so that was the last one. That's number six on six easy ways men can live longer. And if you're interested in reading the full article, we'll go ahead and post that in the description of this episode. So go ahead and check it out. Again, we didn't write this. We just found it funny. So we're going to get on to something that's definitely going to be more funny, and it's a
fingers crossed
little game that we like to play called Would You Rather. So get a volunteer to start us off.
Are we going in a round, or are we just doing like you'll do your five, then I do my five?
Let's go around. Yeah, okay. My vote is okay. Around.
Yeah, let's go around. Yeah. All right. So who wants to?
I'll go first.
All right. I like to get around.
Okay. Well, this one's for Jester. I mean, you can answer to Jasmine, but I think I know what your answer would be.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I mean, we know what my answer would be, too, so.
Okay.
Jester, uh-huh. Take a bullet or take a dick?
Do I get to pick where I get shot?
No.
Take a dick. I volunteer.
I'll take the bullet.
They're both in the ass.
I'm sure the bullet will hurt less.
I would take both as long as it's like the vibrating bullet. I'll take that one.
She's like, can I double down and
I'll
take both?
That one too. Yeah.
I have multiple holes and orifices.
All right. I'll go.
Okay.
Would you rather be Donald Trump or Kanye West?
Oh, fucking A.
Donald Trump, he won a popularity contest. Kanye couldn't even win like a baking contest right now.
Oh my god. Damn. Just for the mere fact that I would be president of the United States, I would probably just pick Donald Trump. Oh god, that was terrible.
That's awful.
Well, I was already unpopular in middle school, so I know what that shit feels like. So I'm gonna go ahead and go with the orange guy.
Kanye West it is.
All right,
guys. Would you rather tell your in-laws you change your career to something sexually related? Or remarry your ex.
I would rather tell my.
But you haven't been married yet, Cookie, so get into another relationship with your ex.
I would rather tell my in-laws that I work in porn.
That was a given from you. What about you, Cookie?
We have to tell our in-laws, like parents, father-in-law, like mother-in-law.
Get married.
Well, no, because. My soon-to-be father-in-law doesn't speak any English, and my mother-in-law, God rest her soul. So I'll go with the sex one.
Damn! What are the odds? You're in the clear on that one then. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, me, fuck, I know I don't ever want to remarry my ex, that's for sure, but I guess I'm going to have to tell him I'm a hooker.
She's a hooker.
I'm going to be like, I own a bathhouse, a massage parlor.
I don't see why.
Right?
I don't see why they wouldn't believe you if you said that.
I think they assume that already.
Thank you.
If you start making loads of cash, they're going to assume that that's what it's from, or donuts, or a nail shop.
Exactly.
That was a good round. All right, Cookie.
Okay, this is kind of a good one. Like, you have the choice to never get one of these again. Which one do you choose? To never get food poisoning again, or to never get a hangover again? Which one would you choose?
Food poisoning. I could live with a hangover.
Food poisoning.
I don't want to ever fucking throw up and shit at the same time ever again. That was horrible.
Food poisoning, for sure. That way I can eat whatever the fuck I want.
Sitting on the fucking toilet with a trash can with holes in it.
Definitely food poisoning.
So no food poisoning. You guys.
No food poisoning.
All right. Here's my next one. This is kind of a theme. Would you rather be Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby?
Oh, man. I would pick Harvey, Weinstein.
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein. I'd rather be Harvey Weinstein. Yeah.
Nobody's ready for jail yet then, huh?
Okay. No.
No, because, like, Bill Cosby was just, like, fucking all these random fucks. At least I was, like, you know, molesting celebrities, like, A-listers and shit, you know? Yeah. At least I have, careers. Like, a standard.
You helped them win Oscars.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, but all what right. is Gwyneth Paltrow and Mira Sorvino doing now, really? Nothing. Nothing.
All right. Would you rather fuck a high school janitor or the lunch lady? Very simple.
Janitor has a male connotation, so I'm going to go with janitor, male.
Lunch okay. lady. Lunch lady. I don't care okay. if she's easy. Missing a finger.
Yeah. They don't necessarily have to be unattractive. I mean.
True.
Yeah,
true.
I should have fucking added a little bit more to that, but.
Janitor. Oh. That wasn't even a
janitor
hard one.
Janitor it is for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Would you rather watch / find out that your dad's having an affair or that your mom's having an affair? So you either find out by seeing it, like, happen, or, like, word of mouth you find out. Which one would you rather it be, your mom or your dad?
My mom, because it already happened, so.
She's like, I got a theme going here.
Your mom.
My mom. Yeah. Because I look at my dad in such a very...
dead way?
Yeah. And plus, that way I don't come across as having, like, daddy issues, you know?
Ah, got you.
I don't want to see my parents getting down, so I'll do the word of mouth.
Word of mouth. But which one is it? Is you found out your mom had an affair or your dad?
Well, which one was the word of mouth choice?
No, it's either or. It's just you either found out by word of mouth or you saw.
Word of mouth and...
He does not want his parents having an affair, damn it.
I'm like
don't cry, I'm joking.
It's so long as I don't have to see it, like it really doesn't matter.
Fuck them both.
All right. So
your turn.
My turn. Would you rather be Charlie Sheen or Michael J. Fox?
Michael J. Fox.
Damn, I forgot Charlie Sheen has a fucking STD. Fuck.
He has the STD.
How can I forget? Shit.
The deadliest catch.
I probably would say Charlie Sheen, though. I don't know. Damn, but Michael J. Fox is pretty cool, too, and he doesn't have an STD. Fuck. I should have chosen him. I'd just be shaking all the time.
Yeah.
His jerk off sessions must be really short. Yeah. And effortless.
Yeah.
Just stand there and hold on and let the disease do the rest.
This is more worthless than a Michael J. Fox check.
It's like, fuck having a vibrator. Just have Michael J. Fox.
He is pretty small. You could probably fit all of that up in there.
A whole
hand.
All up in there.
All up in there.
All right, Jasmine.
Okay, would you rather wear a wig out of pubes or drink your coffee out of a used condom for a week?
Pube wig.
I fucking hate coffee.
You do? So you're going to...
Wait, whose condom is... Is it my used condom?
Cares, that's where the creamer is coming from.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter, it's not specific.
It could be,
it just has to be a used condom.
It could be a person. I don't want it to be
like
choice.
Some random used condom that like I found in the trash.
No.
Like it's mine or my partner's used condom.
Okay, well if it's a random, if it's okay, well then it applies. Then it would be like your partner's pubes and your partner's semen filled used condom.
Both. Challenge accepted. I need to make a phone call real quick. I'll be right back. No, it's for work. This is legit.
This will help him live longer.
Stop yelling. The more you move, the longer this is gonna take.
It'll grow back. All right, Cookie, what do you got?
Would you rather eat a homeless person's ass or genitals?
I just choked on my fucking cigarette. Really? What's the second one?
Ass or genitals, homeless person. You have to eat one or the other.
I don't want to do it.
With syrup, as Chris Rock said, with syrup or jelly.
Both.
I prefer syrup.
That's just so disgusting. I can't. Oh my God.
It's not that you can, it's that you don't want to.
Anything is possible.
Oh, God.
You look like you're going to cry.
What did you pick, Jester? Fuck. I don't want to pick first. I'm too scared. Oh, I'm as fucking baldy as Pepper would be.
She'd probably double down and say both. Both,
yeah. Fuck.
Homeless people need love, too.
That's isn't at right. least an attractive homeless person.
Yeah, they could be attractive. They're just okay. really dirty.
All right. Well, Wilson's lease is up in about a month. Can he be the fucking homeless person?
Wilson, what?
And then I will volunteer then. Because then he would be the homeless person.
Wilson's lease is
and
up
then
in
about a month. Oh,
okay,
both.
Okay. Yes.
Well,
but it's you didn't say, turn. Like, ass or genitals.
I guess the
genitals.
Dirt-
oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess well, the dirty vag.
Well, I would do both.
The dirty vag?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Women are homeless, too.
Yeah.
Your turn.
All right. Would you rather be Anne Frank or Helen Keller?
Oh,
I would rather be Anne Frank.
Yeah, Anne Frank.
I don't want to be blind.
Deaf and blind.
All right. Win for the Jews. Anne Frank all around.
Shalom.
All right. Who is next?
I am next. Would you rather go down on a girl on her period once or walk around with soiled pants for a day?
Walk around with what pants?
Soiled pants. Oh. Like you shit yourself for a day.
Oh, I'd go down on that period blood.
What if both already happened?
Oh, shit.
He's all, where's the both? Challenge?
And what if it was on the same day? And what if the period blood was
Jester, really?
And what if the soiled pants were a result of the period blood?
Of said blood.
Like the pirate captain that saw the two ships on the horizon. He's like, yes. Bring my red shirt. Why? So that they can't see me bleed if I get hurt. And then all of a sudden he sees four more sails show up on the horizon. He's like, somebody quick, bring me my brown pants.
Scat.
But you would do both.
Why not? Okay. I like a challenge.
All right.
Did you do your last one, or is this?
I think it's your last one.
Okay, this one's just for to stay on topic, and a Mother's Day, an ode to mothers. would you rather punch Kanye West's mom in the face or Donald Trump's mom in the face?
I would rather punch Kanye West's mom. Oh shit, she's dead.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. I mean,
obviously.
For the sake of the question, she did not have the surgery.
Elected. It was her
Kanye's
choice.
Mom.
I'm going to go with Trump.
I'm going to double down. I have two fists.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't we think about that? What the fuck? Of all fucking questions, why
can't we? All people to not remember two fists. Wasn't that the name of your video? One Girl, Two Fists?
When she made her porn debut.
Yeah. In second grade. Karate oh, that's shot. Gross.
All right. So here's my last one. Would you rather be Caitlyn Jenner or RuPaul?
RuPaul.
RuPaul.
Yeah,
for
I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with RuPaul. I don't think I have the kind of commitment that Jenner did.
To get it cut off.
Yeah. There's kind of no going back after that. Yeah.
I have commitment issues.
She already got it done?
Shim did.
Yep.
Really?
Shim sure
a while,
did.
A little while, right?
Yeah, I think that was one of the first, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Oh, well.
Penis to vag. That was like the first surgery. He was still with Chris when he had that done.
What?
Just kidding. Had it shaved down?
Yeah. I thought that was the first surgery. All right, my last one. Would you rather fuck two fat chicks in a tub of mayonnaise or watch your uncle jack himself off with a stick of butter?
The fat chicks.
You guys are cousins. That means each other's fucking dads. Just kidding. That's fucked up.
Fat chicks.
Well, going back to Jester and his reply to the last, I've done and seen both.
Oh, God.
I can never have toast and or tuna salad again.
Oh, God. I knew I thought of that question for a reason.
For a reason.
So last time we talked about things that made us keepers, reasons to date us, the lightning round. So now we decided that we're gonna try to flip that around and things that are physical turnoffs. I know what Cookie's first one is.
Well, there's only one. I really feel I'm not in a place to critique someone's physical attributes and say, I'm good. I'm just going to say teeth. If you don't have all your teeth, that's a turnoff.
What if they're fake?
Yeah, what
I mean,
if
it doesn't
fake?
Matter if they're fake. No, that's the thing, too, because I have a couple of fake ones in there, and I paid money for those fake ones because I didn't want to. I have so many downfalls. I'd rather pay to have a fake one because I don't want to be that guy missing a tooth. So, like, yeah, God. Teeth. They have to have all their teeth.
And by that guy, do you mean Caitlyn Jenner that paid to have a fake one?
Yes. Ugh, it's the worst.
That's your only one. It's just teeth.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not real picky.
Well, teeth and vagina, yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah, no vagina. Well, if I was drinking.
What about hair? Some people are very like, oh, like they're balding or something, or like.
I find that a turn on.
What?
Yeah, I like that. It's cute.
I'm not into bald chicks, so I'm going to say that's a turn off for me.
I like that little. Yeah.
I wonder who has, like, well, it would probably be Jester who has, like, the highest standards out of all three of us.
What's a standard?
This fucker. He's like, they have to be, like, specifically, like, a 36 double D.
Well, I think my first one would be, the, like, I guess the most obvious physical turn off would be having a penis.
How dare you, okay. Sir?
I have already got my own. I don't need others. It's okay. It's one is. I mean, quite
that
enough.
Just comes, you know, as a surprise, I guess. Jesus Christ.
I'm really not into like moles, especially not moles that have hair growing out of them.
Like facial moles? What if it's like a freckle kind of mole?
Any mole.
Like Cindy Crawford or something.
Whack-a-mole.
I guess it would be dependent on what the rest of her looked like. If she looked like Cindy Crawford, I could probably look past the mole.
You're so nice.
No facial moles. Oh, what the fuck?
Preferred.
No facial moles then. Not that I don't have any.
Yeah, because then I keep staring at it. I'm like fucking in Austin Powers.
Mole.
Yeah, mole. That's what that turns into.
Fred Savage.
So if a chick has a mole on her face and you're teabagging her, does that count as playing whack-a-mole?
Yes, it does.
Target practice.
The tickets just come out of her mouth.
Connect the dots.
What about you, Jasmine?
Okay, mine. You know, this is something I kind of got past because I realized I was short. But it used to be before height was kind of a factor. Like, I really don't dig, like, guys that are too short.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, kind of like a turn off for me when a guy's too short, and like when they're built like unproportionally, I guess. Like if, I mean, you know, like Peter Dinklage is like an exception, but like
he's always the exception.
But what I'm saying is, like, if a guy's like too stocky and they're short, like I don't really like that.
Ugh. You're giving me a hard on right now.
You like that? Really? I don't like that.
Short and stocky?
I
usually
like them. Yeah, I usually like them lean, usually.
Oh, I got one. I know it sounds weird, but when a woman's face is too small for her head or for like her body, that like I can't get with that. Like
head is too big?
No, when their face is too small for their head or for their body, like it just.
God, you gotta give me an example of this because I'm trying to now. I'm trying to like figure out: am I one of those? Like,
yes.
Shit.
She's on to you, Jester.
Or like their head just like too small for their body, or their face is like too small in proportion to the rest of them. Like, it just
looks weird.
Yeah, I can't like do it.
Like, you're talking about like a bobblehead, or like what if like their face is like too like. It looks like they just got, like, bam.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Like, over by, like, a steamroller type of thing.
Not so much flat, but, like, just less face and more head, I guess. I don't know how else to explain.
Like, what about, like, girls with, like, a horse mouth?
Nah, that's okay.
You know she could fit stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. They fit lots of stuff in there. I'm totally fine with that.
Okay, you're fine with horse mouth. Okay. I'm trying to think of what else I'm usually turned off by.
Oh, facial hair.
Laughs kind of turn me off.
laugh?
Like when it has a weird laugh. Like a or something. Like just like laugh. Like they're so good looking when they start laughing, you're like, fuck, shut your face. Or if like their voice is weird. Like I have a thing for voices too. They have to have a sexy voice. I don't know.
Yeah,
funny. But I don't know if that's a physical. Would that be considered a physical? Because it's not really physical. Well, if it's a voice. I mean, it does come out, but...
Yeah, I'd say for argument's sake, it could be a physical thing.
I got another one! Here I am with my standards. Hello. Guys that can't grow facial hair, because I'm really into facial hair. Like, if you can't grow, like, a good beard, like, I'm out. Like, you can't look like a Viking most days, like, I'm out. Right. I don't know.
I got an opposite stance on that one. Women that have facial hair, that's a turn. The bearded lady, that shit only happened once, and it wasn't that great. Oh, I'm not trying to relive it.
You got rug burn down there?
Yep. Ouch. And it's uncomfortable. It chafes.
What about eyebrows? Y'all are particular about eyebrows?
I would say... I don't find
the
it...
The thicker, the better. I'm not even lying.
I think for eyebrows for me, I think it becomes more of a turnoff for them because I start laughing like a lot and start making a lot of unibrow jokes.
Sesame Street references.
Oh, yeah. Bert.
Yeah.
Eyebrows thin and separate. There should be two.
Well, League of Their Own.
So what I do have you a recommend? Question. Would you rather have Night a Games. Girl have like a big ass but flat chested, or like big boobs but no ass? Because sometimes not all women have both.
Yeah, it's got to be one or the other at least. I mean.
Oh, okay. So you're not particular. you're like, I am particular. First of all.
I'm like, to an extent. I mean, no, I don't. I think now, so long as there's something like one or the other, or both is preferable. But like one or the other at least, because. Then, I mean, I could stare at the dimes on the coffee table. That's cool.
As long as you have something to grab onto in the back.
Right, right. And so, you know, and like vice versa. Like if she's sporting a pair of huge jugs and there's nothing behind, it kind of doesn't really matter because I'm going to be staring at the huge jugs anyway. So I guess it, yeah. Okay. So I think the one or the other rule kicks into play there.
Okay.
I was going to say that I agree with you on the voice thing because there's been women in the past that had like this super, super shrilly voice and it just killed it. It was like, oh my God, please stop talking.
Oh shit.
I mean, it wasn't the content of what they were, of what they were saying. It just was the frequency of their voice. It just kind of made me want to ask them to leave.
Okay.
So I agree with you on that one. Cookie, what about you?
Yeah, no, I really don't. I honestly don't have any anything that I would be like, oh no, their voice is too this or their facial features.
What about how they dress? Does that bother you? Because that bothers me sometimes. Actually,
no,
a lot.
No, not really. I mean, there's preferences, but I wouldn't say it's like a... What? It's a...
A turnoff?
Nah, yeah, it wouldn't be a turnoff.
Really? So guys aren't really that particular about like a woman's style? Like their sense of fashion or anything like that? Is that just like a girl thing?
I guess... It depends on where you're going and who's going to be staring at, right. at the both of you. Because I'm like, if we're going to be someplace where there's going to be a lot of people looking at us and taking a picture, please don't dress like an idiot. Like you're
okay.
I can't make any promises.
Okay, fair enough. Because I just don't like sloppy dressers. Like that. That's a turn off for me.
Well, we don't like you either.
I'm talking about super sloppy. Like, you know, you got like stains all over your shit. Like, go change some clothes or something.
3-day wearing nasty ass.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's just to show.
So I wonder if how much of this stuff is going to be on the new Facebook dating app?
Oh yeah,
preferences. Shit.
Right? Did so.
Speaking of which, mm-hmm. I need to pull that up. Apparently, Facebook mm-hmm. has a new dating feature, and basically, people sign up for it. It goes on your profile. There's like a little heart on your profile, and then you click on it. And then, you know, if you're available for dating, then it links you to these people, and then they see what type of groups you're into, what type of events you're attending, and you kind of go and just move forward from there. So let's say you're like attending the same event, then you can message the person. But supposedly it's just a text only you know, type of interaction with the other person. So I don't think you can really, like, you know, send pictures or anything. You can kind of just view what's on their profile, no, but not to the pics? Extent where, like, everyone can see, like, your relatives and your friends.
What kind of fucked up dating app is that? You can't send dick pics.
Ugh,
nobody's gonna sign
I'm
up
out.
For that.
I'm out.
Can you yeah. imagine Tinder without dick pics?
It would be Facebook dating.
It seems pretty boring, but I guess they're kind of like their whole concept is pretty much like really trying to get people to interact in a real life scenario. So that's why they
while they're on Facebook.
They're trying to get them
off Facebook.
Like, Zuckerberg hasn't invaded enough privacy, and he's going to get into relationships now? Really?
Yeah. Jeez. So this was actually pretty fresh, because I think they just released the feature, like, I don't know, 4 days ago. I haven't seen anything different on my Facebook profile, but then again, I don't know if I have to change, like, my status as, like, completely single or whatever, which I thought I did. But I shouldn't. What the fuck? I'm in a relationship. Jesus Christ. Okay. Yeah, so.
You're not married.
Yeah. So my train of thought. Thanks,
you know,
Facebook.
And you know what? I bet you there's going to be fallout from the people that are into polyamorous relationships and other like fucking non-standard types of relationships that it doesn't sound like are going to be in there, and people are going to be getting up on soapboxes and protesting and
I didn't even think about that.
Everybody's offended by fucking everything now. Watch, it's gonna, I don't know. I don't know what was a worse idea, saying that slavery was a choice or Facebook opening a dating app.
They're both up there.
Yeah,
saying that Facebook was a slavery choice.
Real long-term relationships, not just hookups.
I think isn't there a dating app for that already? I think it's called Christian Mingle.
That's right. J-Date.
Messed up.
Oh, man, what a fuck.
Yeah, you have to unlock the feature. So pretty much, like, if I unlock the feature, you have to unlock the feature to be able to actually use it. So unless you unlock it, then that's the only way. But I don't even think a lot of people know about this yet. So we'll see where it goes.
Is it gonna? Does it say if it's going to be free or if it's something that you have to pay for? Or
It doesn't say that it's something you have to pay for, so I'm assuming it's just free. It's probably their take on, you know, taking over the whole dating scene, because, you know, there's Tinder and Plenty of Fish and all that, so they're kind of probably just trying to market it as, you know, Facebook being able to do things like Tinder and Bumble and all that stuff.
Get it all in one.
Smash.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like this is their trout farm. Like, Facebook is known for wrecking relationships. I think that they're just trying to generate new relationships to wreck.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, get this. Some people speculated that Facebook would restrict its dating app features based on a user's provided relationship status, such as in a relationship or married. So basically, if you're listed as single, then you can unlock the feature. If you're listed as something else, then you can't.
Jeez.
Twitch does not appear to be doing that. There's no indication that Facebook is interested in excluding open relationships or other non-monogamous forms of dating from the platform. There you go. That answers your question. So it's kind of like, okay, well, maybe if you list yourself as like being in an open relationship, then you can unlock the feature. But of course, cheaters are going to be like, booyah. You know, and just create another Facebook profile with their Farmville or whatever the fuck, you know, and then
Candy Crush.
Oh man.
It's and like, then they're free to roam, so
it's like one of those ideas that you see like what they're going for, but then at the same time you can already see that it's not gonna end well, and it's
at
like
all.
What do you do? Do you say something or you just like kinda watch it happen and
secrets?
Let yeah, the universe
take its course.
Yeah.
I think that it I don't see it taking off.
Yeah.
I see it wrecking a lot of lives. A lot more things than
it's a lot of homes.
Right.
So now this brings me to a question. What if you're not Facebook official? So that means you have to be Facebook official with your significant other then if you don't want them to unlock the feature. Right.
Yeah, I see the logic in that. I mean, I don't
like that because like I'm not Facebook official, but that's kind of just like a choice.
What?
Yeah. That's kind of just like our privacy choice. Like we don't really want to like put ourselves out there like that.
When I was dating him, he made me Facebook official real quick.
Really? Yeah, that was kind of just like our personal choice. So now this makes me kind of feel even more like what? Like, why is that? Like you have to be Facebook official now, which is bullshit, I think.
Bullshit.
I don't know. I don't think it's bullshit to be Facebook official, per se, but, like, you know. Like, it's really not that big of a deal now. It's going to be a big deal, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to...
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get you. And, like I said, I don't... Either it's not going to take off or it's going to end horribly and he's going to get accused of being even – like he's going to get accused even more of the whole violation of privacy stuff that was already going on. So it's either going to be crash and burn or epic fail.
Yeah. I'm excited for both.
Yeah.
And
keep me posted.
Yeah, I think we should keep up with this story and see where
we'll
this one
see
goes.
See where it goes.
Yeah.
So someone needs to change their status to single then.
I need to get me a Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You're not on Facebook?
No.
I they just deactivated my Facebook, too. I rebelled for like a little bit, and I was like, fuck Facebook. And then now I got curious.
Shh, he's listening.
He can hear you. Chick, chick, chick. Chick, chick, chick.
All right, guys. So thank you for joining us again. We're coming up on our time here. We are going to be back next week with another installment, and hopefully one of the other rotating hosts will be able to join us. Either Ray the Guitar Guy or the Beauty Heroine might be in studio. So keep tuning in. And until next week.
I like my cookies with nuts.